Welcome to Living Truth Ministries. My name is Ron Alfredson, and I will be your host today. Today I'm with Paul Worden, the host and teacher of Divine Destiny Series, to discuss the teaching series he just finished, Embracing Your Vision of Destiny, and to announce his coming series. As we reflect on the coming days and weeks of this new year, we are much like God's people Israel, who came to the border of their promised land. Ahead of them lay a land they had not seen and an unknown enemy. The same is true for you and me. We stand at the threshold of a brand new year. Ahead lies the unknown. What new challenges we face this year? What victories await us? What changes will occur throughout the world? How will your personal life, your ministry, and your family be impacted by the coming months? God instructed Israel to follow closely behind the Ark of the Tabernacle, which was symbolic of His presence among His people. He told him to follow it, that ye may know the way which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way before, found in Joshua chapter 3, verse 4. As we think about the coming year, we too have not been this way before. We do not know what joys, sorrows, victories, or problems lie ahead. But one thing is for sure, we have the same assurance God gave Joshua at the border of Canaan. Have not I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. That's found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. God has promised to be with you wherever you go. He has commanded you to be strong and be of good courage and not be dismayed. The presence of God is advancing before you into the coming year, just as the ark led Israel into the unknown territory that laid before them. During this year, we will follow the journey of Israel from their inception as a nation to their entry into the promised land. As we follow in the footsteps of God's chosen people, we will draw many spiritual parallels that apply to our lives. There are exciting times ahead for us as we look by faith to the future. God has a tremendous victory plan for us in the coming days. There are major challenges ahead, but we are well able to conquer it. He will bring us into this land and give it to us. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, and chapter 14, verse 8. During the past 31 weeks, we have begun where Israel began. The path to their destiny began with a man named Abraham, who received a vision and stepped out by faith to embrace his divine destiny. Meditating on his story, we learn how spiritual vision is conceived, developed, and birthed by faith. We learn of the covenant promises Abraham received that are ours also. Promises that assure us that we will reach our destiny.
With me, Paul Worden. Paul, welcome to Living Truth Ministries and to this broadcast.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here, Ron.
Well, you've been talking to us or teaching us about embracing your vision of destiny and how Abraham, and he gave Abraham a vision, and Abraham acted on that vision and on that command that God gave him, and how it ties in with us today. A lot of people think that the Old Testament has nothing to do with us today, but actually it has everything to do with us today. I'm going to let you take it from here and let you deal with us a little bit more.
You know, all through the study, it kept going back to Abraham and the covenant that God made with Abraham and the promises that God made with Abraham. And if Abraham would just obey God and do what God told him to do, that the blessing would not only be for Abraham and his generation, his family, but for generations and families to come. And they talk about families and generations, they're talking about people that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior as far as being into that family of God. And all through this study that we've been talking about, I'm having this dream and this vision God has for everybody. Everybody that has accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior has and becomes and gets a vision from God. It's a vision to reach the lost. It is a vision to go out and win people for the Lord. And we all know that this world is getting crazier every day. And so our vision ought to be getting stronger and more visualized of what God has for us to reach this dying world. And all through the studies, what I've got out of that most is the promises that God has given to each and every one of us. And all we have to do is claim those promises, because every promise in the Bible is for each and every person that has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And no matter what your vision, no matter what your dream, there is a promise from God that He will help you, and that He will go with you, and that He will strengthen you. And that's what I love about this, this teaching on the vision, is the promises that God has said that no matter what, I will be with you. No matter what, I will make this dream and this vision a reality if you just put your trust in me, believe in me, and believe in my promises. It is amazing what we will be able to accomplish and how this dream that we have can become a reality. It is mind-boggling when you think about it, you know, on the promises of God that He's given to us, that is ours to claim. And all we have to do is, like Abraham, is obey what God tells us something or puts in our heart to do something. Trust Him and obey Him without question.
Spiritual vision. He told Abraham to go and walk out the land that he wants, and God will give it to him. Wherever he puts that, that's what God gave him. And I know a lot of people said, well, that was just for the Jews. No, it's not just for the Jews. It was during that time, at that particular time. But God had a plan to unite the Gentiles and the Jews all into one family. Therefore, we all have the blessings that Abraham has, that God promised Abraham is also for us too. I've really enjoyed listening to you on this series, and it's been very educational, and I know several people have commented how much they have enjoyed the series, and they're learning things that, you know, we take for granted every day our lives, and we forget that, you know, God's the one that operates. God's the one that takes care of everything. God's the one that rules everything. And we seem to want to go our own way, and when we go our own way, we fall and can't figure out why we're falling. Well, it's because we're not following in the footsteps of Abraham and the footsteps that God has laid before us. Yourself.
That's true. You know, God called Abraham, and He told him to get out of this land and to go to land that God would show him. All Abraham had to do was actually go in there, possess it, and claim it, because that was a promise from God. Well, God also told us in our lives and in our situation, we can walk through the land of our family, we can walk through the land of our work, we can walk through the land even into a store, and we can claim that in the name of Jesus. We can claim souls, we can claim our children, we can claim our co-workers by obeying God, by claiming the promises that God said He will be with us and He would give us the wisdom and the knowledge. So like Abraham, we too have been commanded to go out and to claim different souls and different harvests. They used Abraham to claim land, but what for God is telling us is to claim like our loved ones and our co-workers and our stuff and this dream and this vision that God has given to us as Abraham. If we would obey God and claim and cling to His promises, that is our promise and that is our covenant that God has made with each and every one of us.
We find this in the Bible, several people like Abraham. and King Nebuchadnezzar, King David. You know, they run into situations where people are attacking them, or situations that the evil forces of Satan is attacking the saints today like never before. And we get to the point where we get in despair. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn. The Bible tells us to stand still and to turn to God and to ask God and to start praising and worshiping the Lord, and He will step in and take care of the problem.
That is correct. God promises that He would guide our footsteps, that He would give us the strength. He would give us the courage to step out and to do what God wants us to do. Yes, Satan is working harder. He knows his time is short, so he's going to work harder. And what may seem impossible to us to do, it's not impossible with God. And that's a promise from God that it is nothing is impossible with God. All we have to do is just put our trust and faith in Him, and He will see it through. He will use us, but we can rely and depend upon the strength and the wisdom of God and the promises of God, because God said He will be with us no matter what until the end of time. God will always be there.
Right, we should be obedient. God demands us to be obedient. If we want
exactly
to answer our prayers and to step in when we are in trouble, we need to be obedient to God and follow His commandments and worship Him and praise Him, because He's the answer. He knows what to do, and He has control over government. He has control. I know a lot of governments that they feel like that. They believe that they, like the United States right now, think God has no part of them, and they don't need God. They're in control of everything. But that's false, because they're in control of nothing, and God will one day show them who is in control. But we need to realize in our personal lives that God is in total control, and we can control absolutely nothing. God can change the hearts of men. We can't. And
that's
God
true.
Can take care of our situation. Paul, you're getting ready to do another series, new series. Why don't you explain or tell us a little bit about that new series that you're getting ready to do?
It's kind of on the same concept, this new series on our dream and our vision. But now we kind of get into the sacrifices that God expects each and one of us to provide and to make willingly and lovingly. And all through this next series, we're going to talk about the price that it's going to cost to do and to fulfill this dream and to fulfill this vision, on what it's going to cost each and one of us individually. But it's nothing bad. It's nothing to be afraid of or scared of, because God is not going to ask you to give up anything or to do anything or to sacrifice anything that He's not going to make 1,000 times better. But the first time we're going to talk about the sacrifice is we're going to talk a little bit about how God promised Abraham a son. And it was through Abraham's firstborn son, well, actually the original one of Isaac, that God was going to make His covenant with. Well, then all of a sudden, one day God said, okay, Abraham, go to this mountain that I'm going to show you, and I want you to sacrifice your son to me. Did Abraham balk? No. Did Abraham panic? No, because he knew God made a promise to him. God made a covenant to him, so no matter what God asked Abraham to do, if Abraham was willing to do it and to do what God asked him to do, that God was going to make it 1,000 times better. And of course, we know the story. When Abraham took Isaac and tried to sacrifice him, God stopped him and provided exactly what Abraham needed to sacrifice to God. But Abraham was willing. He did not question. It all through the story on that is that, I mean, Abraham trusted and believed in God, that God will provide. No matter what, God will provide. And that is with us. All through these things, are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to give up? What are we willing to sacrifice to make this dream and reality a success for God? But God will not ask you to give up nothing or do nothing that he won't make 1,000 times better. So this is what the new series is going to be kind of talking about, on the cost and the sacrifice and how willing we are going to be to make this dream and this vision a reality.
Yes, Abraham had the attitude, God gave me one child, he'll give me another. Abraham believed that he believed in God. He knew God was God. He was God of everything. He was the great creator. He created everything. And it's the same way in our lives. Number one, God will ask us to sacrifice something, but he's not going to force us to sacrifice anything.
No.
God does not force man to do anything. Everything, he created us with a will, and that was for a purpose. That will is to, are we willing, do we love the Lord enough that we are willing to sacrifice? You know, are we willing to come to Christ? You know, he wants people who love him to come to him and to, willing to do what he commands us to do. But he won't force us. You can see that in the world today, in our governments, and in our lives today. I mean, look at the world and the shape it's in right now. God is not forcing anybody to do anything. And he won't force anyone to do anything.
It's just like you and I, Rob. We wouldn't want to force someone to love us. We wouldn't want someone to force someone to accept us. We want that on their own free will. We want, because then it's a true, genuine love and it's true, genuine acceptance. That's why God wants and does not force us to do that. He wants it because he knows we do it because we love him.
That's right. I'm looking forward to this new series, Paul, and I know a lot of people are, and because we have a lot of people listening, and the audience is growing, but I am looking forward to this new series that you're getting ready to do.
Well, I am definitely looking forward to doing it, and I thank God that he has given me this dream and this vision, and it's only through the grace of God and through the help of God and through the promises of God that I'm able to do this. I mean, of my own, no, but through the grace of God, through the help of God, yes. I mean, I enjoy it. I learned something, too, and it involves me and involves everybody. And it's just by the grace of God that I'm able to do this.
I want to remind everybody that we have a lot of material, helpful material, that everyone can use, whether you're a lay person or just interested in the Bible, or you're a pastor or a church or whatever. We offer everything that we have, we offer free. There's no charge for any of it. But you can find it at the series like what Paul is doing right now on our website at www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. Take a look up there, look around on everything, and find what you want, download it, use it. The only thing we ask is that you observe the copyrights, nothing, and sell nothing. Nothing is to be sold, and we sell nothing, and we don't expect anyone else to either. But we do want you to use it. We want you to give it away. We want you to use it for in your teaching. It's a wonderful tool, and we have college courses up there that you can use. And it's a wonderful site to work around on and to use as a reference. Paul, I've enjoyed talking with you today, and I'm really looking forward to more of your series. And I know this is going to last probably several years. How about giving us a final thought and a word for her?
Like I said, this whole series is based on obedience, trust, and faith in God. God has given us every aspect. He's given us every tool. He's given us every avenue to do this dream and to do and to accomplish this vision. All we have to do is trust and put our trust in God and put our faith in God and claim these promises, because these promises, you could put your name in front of everything. I could say, I, God, has promised whatever your name is, these promises, and they are our promises to claim. All we have to do is just reach out and accept it by faith, and God will be there to help us. And no matter what the cost, He will make it better, and He'll make it a thousandfold if we just trust Him. We'll have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you for this time and this opportunity to talk with Ron and to talk with these people. Father, I pray that you will bless this ministry, that you will bless LTM, that Father, that you will help this thing to grow and to reach the lost in this dying world. Father, we know we are living in a time where time is short. And Father, I pray that you will make this dream, that you will make this vision burn within each and every one of our hearts. And that, Father, that we can go forth and claim this land and these people and these souls for you in Jesus' name. Be with each and every one of us. Touch us and open our hearts and open our minds to know that we have these promises from you that we can claim. Touch this ministry and touch this teaching and touch everyone that hears us, I pray. In Jesus' wonderful name I ask. Amen.